track three, and here's the first of the news stories. Is King Stainton going to get a new co-op? A major supermarket chain is eyeing up vacant space at a popular King Stainton pub to open a new store. A new co-op convenience store could be on the cards in the grounds of the Ten Tors Inn. The freeholder, St Austell Brewery, have approved plans to create a new convenience store on the site, saying its focus is on protecting the future of the pub. But an official planning application to Teignbridge District Council has yet to be submitted. However, one is forthcoming, the Mid Devon Advertiser understands. A spokesman for the co-op confirmed that, subject to planning consent and approval, they would operate the store, adding it would create local jobs. Clive Green, head of tenant and estate for St Austell Brewery, said, "In collaboration with the pub's business partners, Tom, Keith and Lynn, our focus is on protecting the future of the pub and ensuring it continues to thrive at the heart of the community." As the planning submission to propose a change of use for a select area of the pub's car park is now open, we are engaging fully as part of the planning process to ensure any retail development delivers positive benefits and continues to support the needs of the local community. The proposed store, as explained to the Mid Devon Advertiser, would occupy the space to the right of the pub, currently occupied by the beer garden and a children's play area. The pub would continue to trade as normal. It should be reiterated that while an official planning application may have been submitted to Teignbridge District Council, as of 12 p.m. on Monday, February the 9th, it has yet to be validated and is therefore not yet accessible via the Council's planning portal. The Mid Devon Advertiser checks the planning portal multiple times a day, every day, and will bring you the latest as and when it becomes available.
Sink or swim time for Tynmouth Lido. Tynmouth's popular outdoor swimming pool will remain closed this summer as cash-strapped Teignbridge District Council prepares to sell it off with no restrictions on future use. Councillors unanimously agreed to sell off Tynmouth Lido earlier this week, arguing that the decision would pave the way for a community group to bid for it. They also voted to shut the pool this summer, suggesting that closing the doors would demonstrate the seriousness of the situation and galvanise the community into taking action while saving the council £74,000. The news has shocked and appalled local residents, with many worried that the prime seafront site could sell for millions with luxury sea view flats built there. The Lido is listed as an asset of community value, ACV, which means community groups have the right to submit a bid to take on the facility with 6 months leeway to raise any necessary funds. One group, Save the Lido, Tynmouth, has already expressed an interest in taking on the pool on behalf of the community. The group has set up a community interest organisation and is due to hold a public meeting to share its plans and encourage participation in their development of a bid. Bids from community groups, the town council or businesses will be discussed at a Teignbridge executive meeting in September. This executive is right behind this being a community asset of value that can be transferred to the organisation that takes it on, said Teignbridge executive leader Richard Keeling, as he urged councillors Cox, Horner and McGregor to work together with community groups to bring a bid forward.
End of the runway for Tynmouth Air Show. A popular air show that has brought tens of thousands of visitors to the South Devon Resort will not be going ahead after the organisers failed to meet fundraising targets. The last Tynmouth air show was held in 2024 and cost around £100,000 to put on, with the organising committee subsidising the event costs after falling slightly short financially. This is not a feasible or sustainable model for the future of the air show, a spokesperson from the committee said. Organising a safe and successful air show involves volunteers engaging in every aspect of event management, including logistics, infrastructure, risk assessments, stakeholder management, site build and breakdown, and volunteer coordination, as well as generating a substantial level of funding. While our team has climbed what has felt like impossible mountains in the past, volunteer fatigue is a very real concern, the airshow spokesperson admitted. It often feels implausible to say that organising the event itself has been the easy part. However, organisation is the aspect of the challenge we have some control over, and our team has been incredibly skilled at finding solutions and overcoming the many hurdles we faced over the years. The spokesperson continued, "Meanwhile, securing the necessary funding has proved to be the greatest challenge. The majority of the funding for the air show has come from a small number of local businesses and supporters who have often stepped in to cover costs at the 11th hour. We are incredibly grateful for this generosity. Without their continued financial support, the air show would never have made it beyond a year one. However, relying on the same number of businesses and last-minute contributions is not a reliable or fair long-term funding model." Despite the disappointing news, the volunteer committee behind Tynmouth Air Show said they are incredibly proud of their achievements. "This is not an outcome we ever wanted. Selfishly, we all get a huge sense of reward from seeing the air show take place in our town, welcoming over 30,000 visitors to Tynmouth and giving something special back to the community. We will truly miss the buzz and the atmosphere we've created, as well as the privilege of working with so many amazing people. Although there is no plans for future air shows, the Tynmouth Air Show Committee said it remains open to opportunities and hope to continue working together to support the local community. It's pledged to manage any remaining funds responsibly and in accordance with the aims to deliver benefit within our town."